Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For our Hispanic sistren and brethren all around the world, that is numero uno. Yes. We are here live in Sherman Oaks at LA Talk Radio Station. In Sherman Oaks. We love it here. Beautiful view out, as always.
Good afternoon, everyone.
A little hazy. This is your hostess with the mostest, Jenny. Jennifer DeMuse. A.K.A. Jenny, and this is James Muse, A.K.A. The Muse.
What's up, everyone? How y'all doing today?
Obviously, we're Jenny and the Muse.
Hello.
Only here on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Amazon Alexa, TuneIn, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, Podbean, what else? Stitcher Radio, Radio Line, and did I say TuneIn already?
I don't know.
There's a bunch.
Well, you said it anyway.
And then, of course, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Pinterest. I don't know where the fuck you want to find us. We are listed as either, let's say, Get Real Global Entertainment, Get Real Global Radio.
Everywhere, baby.
We are Jenny and the Muse.
Everywhere.
You find me as Jennifer Muse or Jennifer DeVoe Muse. James Muse. These all kinds of shit. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We have Jenny's Real Rock for Rock Rage Radio. That's also now syndicated on iHeartRadio. And they're about to have a TV show.
Yeah, let's do this for a call-in audience. We are starting a new television show in January.
Hopefully we're going to start
February.
We'll at least get started on filming.
And we would like,
I wouldn't mind starting filming in December, to really be honest with you.
if
I can pull it off.
Let's wait.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But we would like the audience, if you would, what would you name a musical?
No.
What type of show?
No, it's so much more than that. It's hard.
No,
to
what
describe.
I'm saying, you
it's
got
entertainment.
Bands.
It's entertainment.
You gonna have other types of.
It's everything.
Performances.
No, it's everything.
All right, so
it's authors, celebrities, okay. Musicians, everything.
So it's
anything,
like a,
anything
it's
and
a
everything.
Talk,
you can
it's
think
a
of.
Talk show, basically.
Yes.
All right. Well,
but people can perform live and shit. People, authors can read from their an excerpt from their book. You know what I mean? Bands can play their music. Solo artists can sing. Rappers rap. Whatever. You know what I mean? Everybody has their own thing. Might even have some goddamn, wildlife people fucking come in. You know how, back in the day when they had that, what's that? That's Incredible or some shit? And they'd bring the animals in and, what's that? Bill Hannah. What are the fucking guys? The famous motherfuckers that all had the animals and shit on TV. When we were kids, they had them goddamn television shows with the wildlife and shit.
Jack Hanna.
Yeah, Jack Hanna,
Jack Hanna.
And Lauren Green and whoever the fuck else
it
was.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
There's all these goddamn people.
Wild
had
Kingdom
all these,
guy.
Yeah, Wild Kingdom him. Shit, that kind
of
stuff.
Mutual of Omaha.
Yeah.
Wild Kingdom.
Yeah, but sometimes it's cool if you bring in,
that's
you want to bring, but I want something like the LA Zoo. Mm-hmm. Be a guest. Maybe bring some of the, a couple animals on.
Anaconda?
No, I don't know about that one, but a couple of animals. Why does it have to be a fucking snake?
Because that's interesting. What do you think people want to see? They want to see
crazy shit.
Anacondas.
Yeah, that's kind of tame comparatively to some of the other animals they have at a zoo.
Man, you know how dangerous a snake is?
Well, yeah, but it's I don't know. Anyway, whatever they want to bring. They can bring whatever fucking animal they goddamn want to bring. But anyway, it's not
well,
the point.
Well, I guess that would be better than, let's say, a Komodo dragon.
Dude, I just want a couple of tame fucking animals that aren't going to hurt the staff. I don't want to look over and see my my floor manager or my fucking director or anybody else being engulfed by a goddamn fucking snake. Okay, I don't want no issues, okay? We need to have as tame a fucking pets as humanly possible. Well, they're not even pets. They're fucking in the zoo, so whatever. Anyway, the whole point is it's going to be about...
A couple of shitty birds?
It's going to be about everything and anything to do with Southern California. Bands that are coming through on tour that want to perform live on our show. We'll have, you know what I mean? We're going to have a live studio audience. We're going to have food, you know, like craft services type shit. Oh. We're going to have fucking, like, I want the whole nine yards. I ain't fucking around.
I see.
We're going to have celebrities. We're going to have, you know, sports people. We're going to have everything, anything and everything. Our friend Ariel, a.k.a. Shelly Martinez, hit us up. We'd love to have you on our show.
Yeah.
And
welcome back.
Sonya Harley, of course, and just everybody. Like, we can have everybody on there. Anybody, people, directors, producers, whatever the fuck they want.
Okay.
There's so many. The world is so goddamn fucking huge. There's so many damn things. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I don't know what's going on with our video on Facebook.
Well, I don't know about that right now. Anyway, go ahead. So we're featuring today. We're gonna feature Fira. It's spelled F-I-R-A. They're like vampire metal, vampire rock, vampire metal. They're kind of like they're interesting. It's interesting. They played for us at the CIA before. They were really good.
Okay,
they're really good. She rocks. We got like one song. In fact, they should have gotten that by now. But,
let's hope so.
It's sent. Oh. Anyway, yeah, so we have Fira, and it's Hannah Fira. We'll be calling in briefly. She apologized. She couldn't come in studio today. She had to work. It is what it is. But she's going to call in.
Conflict.
Crap happens.
Yes.
She's going to call in just a few minutes. And she'll, you know, we'll talk to her like 10 minutes, and then we'll play their song, and there you go.
Mm.
So it's going to be cool.
So in the meantime, let's talk about the show we had last week.
Oh, what?
The 5-Star Bar.
Oh, yeah, the 5-Star Bar.
Yeah.
Hold on. I was going to get the book for that shit. Because it reminds me of who the hell played.
Good bands.
Sometimes, no, it was great bands. Just sometimes my brain goes, duh, what the fuck is going on? Anyway, I'm gonna be at Pasadena Media.
Yeah, right. get an intern.
Anyway, I'll be at Pasadena Media Television tonight, doing working on a television production. So interrupt me. Anyway, let's see.
I'm saying we need interns.
Well, this is what I'm working on.
All right,
I already hit up the person at Musicians Institute. Don't tell me my job. Anyway,
I'm still all right.
So, okay. We have, let's see what we have. Let's see. We had a lot of stuff going on. Let's see. Okay, so we had this last Sunday, September 22nd, 5-Star Bar. We had three bands play. Supposed to be four, but it is what it is. We had
happens.
Really amazing, yes, shit happens. You can't control everything. People's families, things happen, and
right.
You know. Which is, it sucks, but the great thing is you can always schedule them later on other shows, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, stuff happens. Let's see. We had Chucky Mota.
Yes, Alejandra.
Shout out to Alejandra.
Right.
Ariano, our wonderful drummer friend. She's one of my best friends. I love her. What's up, Alejandra? Chucky Mota.
Yeah.
I heard you guys were really great, and I'm working on making things better so that I can actually be there for the shows from now on.
Yes.
It's a process, okay? Band of Family. Thank you so much for coming out. Thank you to the whole gang. You guys are amazing as always. Love
nice.
You guys.
Yeah, these guys are good.
I'm going to get you booked on some more shows at different venues. They're from up in like Bakersfield. So a little bit of a distance, but he said it was like a 2.5-hour drive to get down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Have they played the Rainbow?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, they played two shows at the Five Star and one show at the Rainbow.
Okay.
And then we had, the night was topped off by an amazing band.
Yeah.
King Chaos.
Very nice.
So it's K-I-N-G and then K-A-O-S. King Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
They are an incredible band. They really are. They were just so amazing. I don't even know what I would have done without them. It was their first performance ever. It was their first show ever. So it was a really huge thing.
People come to that show.
Yeah, it was a really huge thing. Oh, we got a caller.
That's our guest.
Hello, is this Hannah? Hello. Hello. Are you there? I don't know why I'm not hearing the call. It doesn't look like anything's muted. I don't know.
Hmm.
For some reason, that didn't want to come through. My volume's all the way up. I know it is. Oh, wait. Are you certain? What? Why do they do that? That's what happened. Call back, Hannah. Call back. People before us put that call on mute when they shouldn't be touching those buttons. Anyway. Make sure. Yes. Hey, that's funny as hell. I always love it when there's technical difficulties. There we go. Here we go. Okay. Hello. You're on the air with Jenny.
Hi.
What's up? Is this Hannah?
Hello.
There we go.
Yes, hi.
Now I can hear you.
There we go.
For some reason, the call was muted. I'm like, look, wait a minute. Why is that muted? Dink.
How are you doing this evening?
How you doing today, Hannah?
I'm feeling great. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you were still able to join us. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
I know. Things happen. You know?
Absolutely.
I'm glad you're still here. This is awesome.
Yep.
We're telling everybody a little bit about you. Can you describe better for us like what style of music Fira is?
Well, we typically say that we are a fantasy-themed metal band. But, you know, some of our newer material does get more into, you know, EDM tracks and kind of expands into some industrial type music. The key component of it is that we really focus primarily on like fantasy based themes. You know, demons, dragons, vampires, sword fights, pirates, you know, all that kind of fun stuff.
That's awesome.
The concept that we're working on, we have a, you know, all of our music is written with a storyline that runs throughout it. So we're working on bringing our visual and content in line with presenting that storyline. That should be presented probably beginning of next year. We'll really start pushing that aspect.
Awesome.
Right now we're working on an album.
Okay.
We have about 13 songs in production.
Wow. That's awesome.
And
I like the number.
Right.
Yeah,
considering
13,
good things coming up for next year.
Mm.
We'll be playing Bar Sinister at the end of the year. That should be fun.
Oh, awesome. Send me the info so we can, you know, I'll make sure I can come cover that for you.
Absolutely, yeah. November 30th is the show, which is the day after my birthday, so it'll be kind of a birthday celebration, too. So.
Rock on.
Oh, cool.
Awesome. We love Bar Sinister.
Yeah, so we have a music video out on YouTube at the moment for one of our songs, Believe. That one is, the single was released last October, and the music video was released in January. Again, that does fit in with our like storyline. The story that's going on in the music video currently is that I'm fighting this demon called doubt. And the way I like to write lyrically is to sort of take real life events and turn them into fantasy stories. So basically, what's going on in this story is I am fighting this demon that's sort of a metaphor for my own self-doubt and that struggle that, you know, so many of us can experience when we are you know, chasing our dreams, being creative. I mean, really doing anything. I feel like, you know, self-doubt can be a major opportunity to overcome, you know, those nasty voices in your head. And and so a lot of the upcoming album is about this character that I play, learning to almost like sort of like work with one's own demons and embrace the shadow.
Okay.
So, you know, but the music video that's out currently for our song Believe, which again is available, you can see the music video in 4K on YouTube, it's about fighting that demon at the moment and that struggle that I went through a lot of years of you know, doubting myself when it comes right down to it, and holding back in a lot of ways. And I feel like I've come to this wonderful place where I've really learned to embrace that shadow and really come to love that shadow and that part of myself and use it for my own benefit, you know, take that energy, take all that worry and concern and anxiety and channel it into, you know, art.
That's awesome. I like that.
Sounds very interesting.
It's a good attitude to have. It's a good, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that is, you know, one of the things we can all, as humans, kind of connect on. It feels like, you know, that's one of the, you know, I feel like all humans experience doubt and self-doubt.
Oh,
and,
yeah, of course.
And conflicts in that way. Mm. And that, you know, we can all understand that sort of basic human drive to overcome and become something better.
Right.
And someone stronger and, you know, faster and harder, better, faster, stronger, right?
Right. Most definitely. I agree. So what do you have for shows coming up soon? I know you're playing one for us at the 5-star, but what else do you have going? Yeah, we'll announce that one. What's your next one coming up?
We are doing a little jam night. That's just going to be a little mini show, at the Rainbow on this Thursday.
Okay.
So that'll be the 26th. And then the 5-star on the 20th and then, November 30th at Bar Sinister.
Nice.
And after that, we'll probably be in the studio for a few months. Just focusing on writing and production, and then but we are working on booking a tour for late January, early February at the moment, so all those details will be announced on our website and Facebook and Instagram and all that as soon as that's finalized. But we're definitely planning on doing a tour for early next year.
Nice.
Okay,
that's awesome.
Throughout California, and the route is California, Arizona, a little bit of Arizona, Nevada, and Utah.
Oh, nice. Oh. And let everybody know the names of all the members of your band and who plays what.
So currently my guitar player and I are the founding members. The Michael Vet Rod. You can find him on Instagram as Vet Rod. He's quite a shredder.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's a sweetheart. He really is, and he is still very down to earth, very, you know, particular but easy to work with.
Yeah.
He knows his sound and he works really, really hard. I've never worked with anybody who works as hard as he does.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, and you know, and he looks cool. He's a good guy. So he and I are the core founding members, and then we play with our friend Hasma Angelino. He previously played with Crazy Town for several years.
Oh, yeah.
Butterfly.
We know. We're friends with Crazy Town. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Good guys. So he toured with them for a few years, and
cool.
He has his own really awesome band called What a Funk.
Okay.
They're like a funk rock band.
Oh, nice.
From Italy. Yeah, they're all really cool.
Oh, cool.
We know them really well. We actually went and had the chance to go live with him and his band in Italy for a while. Like, we kind of do like exchanges with each other. He's living here with us at the moment.
That's great.
We've gone and lived there with them for a while. That's where we recorded the single, Believe.
Oh, yeah.
The drummer on that track is Dave Cassoli.
Okay.
It was recorded at Kaboom Studios in Italy by Pret. And so at the moment we're working with a few different drummers.
Okay.
But Dave Cassoli is the drummer on that track.
Okay.
Live drums, they sound incredible. I mean, it was kind of like magic watching them work, because they were, you know, especially like they were speaking in Italian the whole time, and I don't speak Italian.
Right.
So, you know, spent 3 days tuning drums in Italian, and Mike and I are just kind of sitting there like flies on the wall. So
you don't incorporate bass in your music then? Or do you do like tracks?
Oh, we do. Tasma's the bass player.
Okay, Tasma's the bass player. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. The Crazy Town guy.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's awesome.
I feel very blessed to play with these guys. I'm very grateful. They're wonderful. We have a lot of fun. It's, you know, and we love to jam too. That's another thing. Like, you know, it feels really fun to get in the room with those guys and just jam.
Right.
Oh, good.
And that's, you know, how we've written a lot of material and just had a lot of fun. You know, and it's a good bonding experience.
Right. How long have you guys been a band?
The guitarist and I have been working together for about 4 years, but the band officially released its first single in October.
Okay, wow, pretty new still.
Like the actual band is still pretty new.
That's good. You have time to grow and you know, achieve things.
And like I said, we're still kind of expanding into our sound now. Like the Believe is I would say it's a hard rock metal track.
Okay.
But we're doing a lot of expansion into electronic tracks and synths.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a lot of updates coming up in the next year to our sound and our music. Oh. I feel really excited about it. You know, I've always wanted to make dance metal, you know.
Oh, okay, so yeah. That's cool.
That's what we're doing.
I like that. And you put on a very really unique, really awesome stage performance. You're very energetic, and you know, you can tell that you really love what you do. And it's a joy to watch you guys perform. So,
you know, thank you very much.
Can't say that about every band, but,
no.
But it just
not.
Depends on the band, of course. But yeah, they're
for
playing.
Sure.
Go for it.
I was going to say, I come from a musical theater background, so I feel like that shows a lot in my in performance and showmanship. This is the love of my life. I feel so passionate about performing and doing this. I love singing and I love being in a band, but you know, ultimately I want to do more than that. I want to put on a show.
Right.
And you saw, like, you know, when I at your show at CIA, we did a little bit of the sword fight.
Yeah.
I study martial arts, and
nice.
So I want to and Tai Chi. So I want to bring a lot more of that. There's definitely, like, in the next year we're gonna be implementing a lot more choreography and performance and a lot more in the stage show and keep building that. I mean, especially like I said, my background, like I learned singing from musical theater and then I worked as a concert lighting technician for many years doing lights for bands.
That's awesome.
My venues were the Echoplex and the Whiskey.
Oh yeah.
Dang.
Good stuff.
So yeah. So, I mean, I feel really excited to be, you know, getting on solid ground with the music, because that allows us to progress more into the stage show and the performance,
right.
Which ultimately is, you know, kind of my favorite part. I love the music.
Right.
That's, you know, that's the heart of it, but as far as like the muscle and the backbone, like that's the performance for me.
Right.
Oh, wow. Cause you know, it's different with certain groups. You know, you like you say, you want to put on an actual show. Some bands, they just want to go out there. They just want to play. You know, I guess that's cool. Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, if that's
depends on the type
focus.
Of music. Hmm? Depends on the type of music.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Totally.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool.
And don't get me wrong, I love to play. Like when I start singing, that's it feels like this kind of like vortex where just time just slips. You know, it's like it feels like a high of sorts.
Right.
For sure. But it's way better than any drug. Because it's art, and I get to like be in that moment of like pure creativity and pure fun. And especially when you're sharing that with people who are quite as close as I am with my band. And, you know, especially like Mike and I, he's my best friend. We dated for a long time, and lived together for a long time. And,
you're making it work.
We separated now, and we both see other people, but, you know, we decided that it was worth it to stick together and work through that. Because we love playing together, and I feel like that does a lot, you know?
Well, that's good, though, that you are both adult about it.
Right.
And you didn't,
very
like,
mature.
Yeah, that's mature, and not everybody would be like that, trust and believe.
Yeah, 99.99% of the world wouldn't.
Not, most couples can't even work together while they're together, let alone work together while after they've, like, separated and are no longer together.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap, you've achieved both. You worked with them you were together and afterwards.
We've been very close for proximity. We live like about 25 feet from each other.
That's hilarious. We live in the same building and shit. Wow.
Yep.
That's badass.
We love each other.
That's a good thing.
It's almost like your brother and sister now.
Oh, God, don't creep it out. Don't creep her out. Don't creep her out.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't creep the poor girl out. Now she's going to have those thoughts in her head going, God, Jesus Christ, we almost committed incest. No. Or we did commit incest. Never mind. That's kind of gross. All right. Just kidding. No, don't think of it like that. Michael's a good dude.
Yeah.
I first saw him. I think one of the first times I ever saw Michael play, it was with Wicked Star.
Yeah.
Because I know he plays with Wicked Star also. So I always loved, watching them, and then I saw you guys.
He
so
is still playing with Wicked Star.
I don't think he is either. But let's not go into that part. Anyway,
we're talking about Fira.
We're talking about Fira, and that's what matters.
Do you have any other questions?
No, I know you need to get back to work. So what afterwards? Just tell everybody really quickly where they can find you. You know, on your social media or music sites, whatever, and then we'll let you go.
For sure, yeah. Well, definitely check out our website. It's www.fira.rocks. That's FIRA.rocks. I would just tell people, like, think fire is really awesome. That's the acronym.
Right.
and then .rocks, you know, R-O-C-K-S. And that's www.fira.rocks. That's the website. That is actually the domain name. I have people ask me that a lot. .rocks is a domain name.
Nice. I love it.
And then of course on Facebook, also fira.rocks, and also Instagram, fira.rocks.
It's nice.
Kind of
consistency.
That across the board.
Gotta love it.
I will be performing. Oh, the other thing is, I'll be performing a couple songs at the Vampire Ball in New Orleans.
Oh, nice!
So that'll be cool.
New Orleans, hell yeah!
Solo with the track.
That's sweet.
The guys aren't able to make it out, but it should still should be fun. Definitely check out Endless Night too. That's a company I work for as well. Super cool vampire themed event.
Oh hell yeah! Love that. I love that, and I'm trying to get more involved with that whole thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm the one to talk to if you do.
Good. Yes, I want to. We want to get into that world. Well, I do. I don't know.
All right,
we'll talk. Okay. Cool.
Let's see. And then check out our music video for Believe.
Okay.
You know, the hook is you can't spell believe without a lie.
Not right. Very true. Very true. So, is that the song we're going to be playing after we hang up with you?
Is that it the, is, that's yes, the one? That okay, is believe. The song you're about to hear. Probably.
Rock on. Hell yeah.
Yep.
So this is
well,
where,
thanks for having me, Jenny. It's
you're
great
welcome.
To talk to you.
You're welcome.
Thank
you so much, Hannah, for calling in.
Thank you for calling.
Have
absolutely.
A great rest of your day.
you as well.
All right.
Keep rocking.
All right. Hell yeah. All right. Bye.
And
bye-bye.
I appreciate everything you do. You're
such
welcome. A like, wonderful like presence in this world. And
thank you.
And, you know, we appreciate you giving us a place to play.
You're welcome. Always. Always. All right.
All
right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Hell yeah. Have a good one. Thank you so much for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Of course. Bye-bye.
That was Hannah Fira from the band Fira, F-I-R-A.
Fire is really awesome.
It is, actually. Yeah. so we're going to play their song now. Go check out Fira. Like you said, www.fira.rocks. That's their website. And then fira.rocks for Instagram as well as Facebook. So go check them out. Check out their music. Check out their video for the song we're about to play called Believe. So this is Fira with Believe on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. All right, for some reason it's not playing. Not sure what happened with that. I lied. No, just kidding.
I lied. It doesn't want to work. Let's try to put it down. Can we put it down there? No. Just can't put it down here? No.
and nothing is muted, so I'm not really sure what's going on. All right, well, I tried. I will figure this out. Okay, wait, he's fixing something. Hold on. Let Sam work his magic.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, so Fear is going to be playing our show on, let's see, Sunday, October 20th at the Five Star Bar. Mm. It is, let's see, Baz Francis at 8:30.
Okay.
He's going to be in town just briefly. So he's 8:30 to 9. And then we got King Awkward. From 9:20 to 9:50.
Okay.
I know this is weird. It's kind of a weird mixture of music, but it is what it is. The next one is Mortis and the Mortis Doll Dancers. And then Fira. Okay, so Mortis will be on from 10:10 to 10:40. And then Fira is on from 11 to 12 or whatever. 11 to 11:45 p.m. at the Five Star Bar.
I mean, it's just...
267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90012, downtown L.A. Go check them out.
The song is no good.
It's no good?
Yeah, the format you sent me.
Oh, have mercy.
Jeez.
Well, we'll try another time. Yeah. Stuff happens. All right, it is what it is.
Well, play. You can play
that's what I said. Maybe,
song.
Hold on, let's see. Hold on, watch. Let's see if we can work.
Play
this
it on
out.
Your on your phone.
Yeah. That comes there. No, this is not. Yes. Oh yeah, I would have to like plug into my phone. I could do it, but we'd have to plug into them. That's the only way that's gonna play. That format. Well, it's AMR. Like, who really uses AMR? I don't know. Not too many people. I mean. I don't really know that style of because there's like wave files and then there's MP3 files and then
I'm very novice about this.
Dot AMR is like one of those weird things. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Anyway.
Yeah, one of those weird files. All right. Well, anyway.
Sorry.
It's always something on this damn show.
It's live radio.
Live from
beautiful Sherman Oaks, California.
Well, yeah, so.
Oh, well.
It is.
Sorry about that. We'll get you next time.
Yeah, I will find another time.
Okay.
Let's go. I always look.
We got a song from some past guests we can play.
That's what I'm looking for. All
right.
I like to roam around here. No? All right, hold on. I'm looking through. Anyway. Oh, here we go. No. All right, well, anyway. Let's talk about some stuff. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, shoot.
Talk about some stuff. We have lots of stuff coming
Nancy
up.
Nancy Pelosi
anyway.
Trying to impeach Trump.
Oh, well, there you go. Talk about that.
Yeah.
How about that?
I mean, you know, let's see what happens. But
yeah, whatever.
They said he actually admitted to the crime.
on the tape, or something.
He's supposed to be clear cut and dry. So, you know, we got other clear cut and dry, but I don't know. This one's supposed to be a little different, but they looking into it. But I just want to say this though. This is right along my timeline. If this goes down, if this really goes forward right from right this point going on, and let's say in the next couple of weeks or several weeks around the new year or whatever, and February, and he ends up not president, it'll be right along the timeline that I said this should happen.
That's scary.
Over a year ago, I was predicting this. You know what I mean? If this is happening the way the timeline looked like it's going now, I predict this over a year ago.
Scary.
That they was going after him. And this is going to be up until this point. But like I said, this would be the time to do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Because you don't want them. It's just, their policies is just horrible. And then the dude, the vice president, is no better.
He says the policies, they're just horrible.
They're just horrible. I mean. It's
horrible.
Jeez.
A horrible
what war. What we got to go through just to you know, live, and y'all know what I'm talking about. We're not the only ones trying to make a living in this crazy world.
No,
you know what I mean?
Of course not.
So, you know,
of course not.
If they got something, you know, if they just could get him out, you know what I mean? But like I said, it's not enough time for people to know who the vice president is. So, like I said, let's be right on time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
So it's like, oh, okay, well, we know because people vote with familiarity if you pay attention to it, you know? Oh, you got the song?
I'm looking. No, I'm looking at other stuff. Ooh, let's play some Dirty Machine.
Oh.
I'm going to play some Discord.
Champ Stamp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So he has a picture on Facebook he took. This is why I'm segueing to him.
Okay.
It's because he had a picture on Facebook where he was with who is it? Patrick who? From the
Monahan, I believe.
Monahan or something from the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Okay, so he was at their stadium there in Kansas City.
Yesterday, or recently, within
the last few days, yeah. Right. And he took a picture with the dude's dad.
The quarterback's dad.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was funny. And he was bent over with the shirt up like this, bent over, and they took a picture. Literally, they took a picture side by side, standing next to each other, and then they took a picture where they were, like, you know, he was bent over. Dave was bent over. Dave, shout out to David Leach of Dirty Machine. He was bent over with his shirt, the bottom part of his shirt up, showing his back, and the dad was looking down, and it was hilarious. It was really funny. Couple of pictures and shit. I know these are a couple of their older songs, but this is from back in the day when we first started playing their music.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play my favorite song by them so far. I mean, well, they have a lot of good songs that I really love, but I'm gonna play Discord.
Okay.
I know this song really well.
We need to bring them back on the show. They haven't been here in a while.
Yeah, I would like to get them. And they're playing our show on November 15th at Malone's in Santa Ana. Also, check out Cleaver. Cleaver Band, Cleaver. Cleaver. They're from Santiago, Chile. They're coming here on tour from October 23rd to November 20th. And so... if you need them to play any shows, hit me up. I'm trying to get them. If you're a promoter, you're trying to put some concerts together, hit me up because I have some, I still have some open dates that I need to book them for. I'm their U.S. tour manager or the U.S. manager or whatever. So check them out. But Dirty Machine is going to be playing with them.
Okay.
Like I was trying to build a whole package over that time period. But Anyway, come check out Dirty Machine playing at Malone's for us. Get Real Global Entertainment, November 15th at Malone's Santa Ana. But here is Discord by our buddies, David Machine. Leach and Mike Weekly. We love you guys.
Yes.
And this is ICP. They'll know what I'm doing. Woot, woot, motherfuckers. All right, here we go. Discord. Jenny's Real Talk of the Block. I Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
You a liar. You a liar. You a liar. You a liar.
Deliver. People like you never seem to give up. The hope, the dream,
the lie,
the scheme, running off every vice that you see.
What's wrong? What's right? You can't take what's mine.
To the facts,
and the past,
and the bet that you made,
just to comprehend yesterday.
I see the lines on the page, are filling in finally.
It never makes sense to me, never makes sense to me.
And
Dirty Machine, what's up? But yeah, check out also Fate Destroyed with our buddy Nathan Young from Young Blood Productions. Shout out to Young Blood Productions. We love you, dude. That's yes. That's my bro. Love that guy. He's badass. And shout out to Big John. Today is Big John's birthday. We'll see you this Saturday, September 28th at the, at the Characters Sports Bar in Pomona, California.
A very familiar place.
Yes,
for
that.
So
that's,
love it.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
So they've got some good bands playing. Not sure if I have, why don't I have any Fate Destroyed songs? I'm like, where the hell is Fate Destroyed? half the time, I don't know who played what show, and you know, It is what it is. I got so many bands here. Let's see. Let's play something by... Want to do Orgy? I played them last week. Ooh, here's a good one. Let's see. Oh, here's a good one. You guys are gonna love this. Real quick before we head out, here's G-Face by Orgy.
Don't look so down and out. Built your heart, you're burning it down. You're not so innocent now. Just can't wait to blow this place. Feeling like a basket case. Yeah, we play, replay. Let me see your G-Face. Underneath the broken gown lives a soul broken down. Somehow you're living a dream. Just like that you lost in space. Misled in your broken face. Yeah, we play, replay. Let me see your G-Face. Remember tonight, we come and never get the full fight on our faces. That's how we play, replay. Let me see your cheap face. You're the captain, now you're in control. Your ship is sinking out so slow. Too late for promises now. All those white girls fans around and sing, head to toe and get a bling. Yeah, we play. Into the deep we go, just how low we'll never know. Your love to drag us down. Life's a bitter aftertaste, looking in a window's face. Yeah, we play, replay. Let me see your G's face.
So Orgy. Hell yeah. Shout out to Jay Gordon, yeah. Carlton Boss, Creighton Emmerich, Nick Speck, Martin Voorhees is the drummer, and of course our friend and somebody who we really love and is close and dear to our hearts, Lou Gordon, Jay Gordon's dad and manager for Orgy. But check him out at orgymusic.com. Orgy Music, where everything is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Orgy Music Official on Instagram, I believe. Just go check them out. Anyway, we love these guys. Hopefully we can get them on tour next spring. I'm working on it. All right. So we got show this Sunday, September 29th, PD's Place. Come on out. Rock with us in Tarzana. It's a messed up fucking mess. I got to straighten this out with the bands because a bunch of bands had to switch. Things happen. Crap happens. The ones I know for sure is Chucky Mota and Mr. Manic will be playing. Chucky Mota's at 9, Mr. Manic's at 10 p.m. And I don't know what's going to happen for the 8 o'clock and or 11 o'clock spot yet, but I'm getting it worked out. Anyway, Tuesday, October 8th at Rainbow Bar and Grill, we have Mortis the Devil's Reject at 9:30.
All right.
A Suffocating Lie at 10:30 p.m. Ooh. Madison Gray at 11:30 p.m. And Our Frankenstein at 12:30 a.m. And that's at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Shout out to our buddy Nick Fuoco from Metal Mayhem, Mondays and Tuesdays. Go check it out every Monday and Tuesday. We got some great shows coming up, though. Come on out, see that at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. And then, of course, Jesus, we need to really fill in October. That's a very sparse month. Anyway, this is a Get Real Global Entertainment Concert Series event. Just kidding. I say that all the time. This is a Get Real Global Entertainment production. All right. This is Jenny and the Muse. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got next week, I believe we have Satanic Johnny with us in the house.
All right.
And then let's see, make sure that's the right one. No, never mind. Our Frankenstein, actually. Okay. Our Frankenstein this next Wednesday, October 2nd, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only here on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We're out for another week. See you. Bye.
Gotta go.
And we'll be back. I swear. I promise.
I promise.
Bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.